Frescoes are paintings done on wet plaster, and despite their antiquity, they're not a thing of the past. One of the contemporary practitioners is Father Simon, a monk with the St. Gregory of Sinai Monastery near Kelseyville. He's been painting a series of fresco murals at the St. Seraphim of Seraph Orthodox Church in South Santa Rosa. It's a big project.
We are going to paint from the very top of the dome all the way down to the floor. So all of the walls, all of the pillars, all of the arches, everything except for the wooden timber roof will eventually, God willing, be painted in fresco.
Fresco painting is done using a special plaster made from lime putty, which is created by burning limestone, then plunging the residue into water. The wet plaster is applied to the area to be painted, only as much as can be done in a single day, and allowed to partially dry before the painting begins.
While it's damp, we do the majority of the painting, except for highlights and touch-ups. And the word fresco, by the way, is an Italian word that means fresh. So what is fresh in the painting is the plaster is freshly laid, and we're painting directly on it.
Father Simon explains that it is the chemistry of the lime putty plaster that gives fresco paintings their remarkable durability.
When we mix that lime putty with sand, spread it out on the wall, and the lime putty becomes exposed to the air, the lime putty reabsorbs a molecule of carbon that it lost when it was burnt, and so an invisible layer of carbonate crystals forms on the surface of the plaster. And any pigments that are ground in water and placed onto the wall while the carbonate crystals are forming become part of the wall itself.
There's another almost supernatural aspect of the process that happens a bit later.
A painter does his painting, and over the course of the next few days, without touching the painting, it gets better. As it dries, the plaster that's underneath the colors becomes a bright white, and so it imparts a kind of luminosity to the colors.
Traditionally, the pigments are natural materials derived mainly from colored soils, although some manufactured pigments are now available. But Father Simon says the images, known more precisely as religious icons, have remained essentially unchanged through the centuries.
The iconography that we find in the church here is a very ancient program. Elements of it go right back to the early Christian era. We can find examples of images that look very similar to what we're painting here in the Christian catacombs, where the images in these subterranean Christian graveyards were painted in the very first century.
Even the faces of the hundreds of saints recognized by the Orthodox Church represent a form of portraiture.
These people existed, and so when they're painted to look as they looked in life, and the church preserves their appearance down through the centuries, handing over that tradition from one generation to another.
Father Simon began his study of iconography as an art student and has been painting murals and wooden icon panels for Orthodox churches since 1980. With the ongoing project at St. Seraphim, he has found his life's work.
A muralist doesn't have but one or two churches in his lifetime, because you can see we've been working here for a number of years, and we're maybe a fifth done on the wall space here. Painting a church involves literally hundreds of large-scale paintings.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.